And it is Big Creek, but it is bigger than a common little spring rancher.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
What were some of the other creeks around here that...
Huh?
What are some of the other creeks?
The names of them?
Yeah, the names of them.
I don't know. Big Creek.
Big Creek, you know that?
I know that. But,
yeah.
But other than that, now down there at my place, there's one they call Slick Rock. Water Holler.
Oh.
Called it Water, that was its name, Water Holler, but his is a little creek.
Uh-huh.
And I said Slick Rock a while ago. Now that there goes down across the place where I was raised. There's a creek down there called Slick Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fall Creek.
Mm-hmm.
One down there they call Fall Creek.
Mm-hmm.
They have several different names.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I remember right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call just a small rise in land?
Small rise. Some of them call some knolls.
Oh,
knolls.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No.
And some call them. If they're big enough, they'd call them a hill, I guess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But a knoll would be most proper, I think.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, then I guess. Higher than a hill, the tallest thing would be a
mountain.
Now, talking about a mountain, on the side of a mountain where there's a sharp drop off, you call that a
bluff.
Now, is a bluff the same thing as a cliff?
Well, yeah, I imagine it is.
Uh huh, uh huh.
Now, you're down here on White River, just above North Fork, there's a bluff down there they call White Bluff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the railroad runs right under that White Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a big cliff of rock. It's just a jump off.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I guess they'd be called a cliff, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, up in the mountains, a place where the road goes through in a low place, you'd call that?
Call that a tunnel.
Uh-huh. And then if they didn't have to dig the tunnel, and then if it was kind of a natural low place that they didn't have to dig, and then they put the road through there, they might call that
a cave
or something like that. Now, have you ever, I don't know if they have around here, if these mountains are tall enough, do they have any gaps in these mountains?
Gaps,
uh-huh.
No, had to be separated them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know much about these mountains any more than what we have around. I've been over on, cross over on the other side of the river and the mountains over there, but I was in the road the most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
well, what would you call a place where people tie up boats? Where they load boats and, I mean,
are
tied up.
Well, I know, but I can't think of it. Think I do.
They call them, what might they call them around here? A dock, maybe?
Yeah,
they'd
call a boat dock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
And, I don't know. I'm not much of a fisherman. I don't fish any. And,
uh-huh.
And I don't know. I ain't around these. I'm very only just to go down and see a while, and
mm-hmm.
I don't fish. I never did, wasn't much of a fisherman. I used to like to get out with a bunch and go
mm-hmm,
fishing,
mm-hmm.
just to have a big time, but
mm-hmm.
really to catch fish, I never did much of a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Now Roy, he's quite a fisherman.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to fish.
Well, now, up in the mountain, where, you know, the water flows along and then there's a drop-off, you call that drop-off?
It'd be a